Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hour number two here. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Joe Thomas's comments obviously generating a lot of headlines. But if you're looking for insider news, videos, and photos on the Browns straight from Berea, get the latest on player transactions, the draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Going back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We're going to go now and kick things off with Terry in Cleveland. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I've been hearing this cliche that Mike Pettine came up with, play like a Brown. Do you know the Browns have lost more football games than anybody since their return? They've been nothing for 20 years. What Browns faction or regime are you talking about? It's idiotic. Play like Brown. They are playing like the Browns. So what does that mean? Tell me.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Play like a Brown, I think, is just something I'm guessing it started with the play like a Jet, and he got that when he was with Rex Ryan with the Jets. And it's basically the ideology that they want to kind of go over the team, the six things that make up play like a Brown: to be tough, competitive, relentless, productive, accountable, and passionate. So I think it's characteristics. I get what you're saying, and as I've said all along, there's no amount of branding, there's no amount of catchphrases or anything that matters. This is a football team that needs to win, and it needs to win, period. So I understand your angst, as my mom would say, as it relates to that.
Yeah, and I think overall, it's an attitude. You know, all those things you talked about are characteristics, but it's an attitude. An attitude that underachieving is no longer warranted. An attitude that, if I don't give my best, I don't deserve to play or receive my check or to be a Brown. And those are the attitudes that we hope create, that are being created and molded, both when we look for free agents. We want guys that want to come here, not simply to be a Brown and receive a paycheck. They want to come here. I think in Dwayne Bowe's case, he wants to resurrect his career here. I think in Tremont Williams' case, he wants to continue his career here. I think in Randy Stark's case, he wants to continue his career here. I think in Josh McCown's case, he wants to resurrect his career here, you know, towards the end of his career as well. So, and as well, for the 10 guys that will be selected, or hopefully 10 guys that will be selected here in the next less than, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, guys want to start their career here, and they want to be excited about buying into that culture and that attitude that you can feel circulate throughout this building.
216-578-0850. This is a good one. Joe in Akron, welcome to the show.
Hey, look, cut your losses with Manziel. He wasn't any good to start with. He was no Doug Flutie when he came out of college. Doug Flutie played 13, 14 years.
So you want to cut him right now?
Cut him right now. I saw enough of him. I play sports, and I know he's not good enough to be in the NFL. Cut him right now. Can't you see? Are you that dumb? You can't see this guy.
That's a little aggressive. That's a little aggressive.
Are you that dumb? Cut him right now.
He played sports. He can see.
It's cool. How was Pop Warner, man?
You played in the NFL, Matt. Do you think it is, at this point, would you be 100% convinced that Johnny Manziel cannot play in the NFL?
No. And the reason why, and I know that playing quarterback in the NFL is a different, an entirely different animal, but I was given a very similar opportunity in my rookie year as well. And it didn't go as well as I would have liked. And so I had to sit back and watch a significant portion of my rookie year without my liking, but it was my own fault because I wasn't completely dedicated. I'll say I was dedicated to the game of football, but I didn't understand the NFL game and what it took to perform at a high level and stay in the National Football League. And more so than anything, and I say it 100 times over, being a professional in the National Football League. That's right. And for that reason, you know, I was outside looking in on game days. I was on the active 53, which was great, and I could be up any given week, but I never did enough to solidify myself as an absolute part of the 45. So, you know, 1 week I was in, 1 week I was out. 3 weeks I was out, 4 weeks I was in. And it was that distaste that sampling of playing and not playing, that is what drove me to become a pro and really focus and put my best foot forward. And let's just all hope that with the treatment that he's gotten and the Johnny Football hoopla has now been tarnished, that he has only one option, which is to right his ship.
Everybody in the NFL is talented. Obviously, some people are more talented than others. But in your experience, is it the dedication and the commitment and the time and the effort and the focus on being the best you can be what separates people at this level?
Yes. And firsthand, I've seen guys, and I don't particularly even want to name names, I've seen guys that are highly talented that take that for granted and are out of the league in 3 years.
Because you could do that in college.
100%.
College, you could get away with it.
Absolutely. And I've seen guys that at first glance, when you first see them on the practice field, you're like, how the hell is this guy in the NFL? But they are early to every meeting. They're the last one to leave. You know, they're asking what seem like stupid questions in meetings, but all they are examples of how this individual wants to acquire information so that when they go out on the practice field and get those live opportunities, whether, you know, in this case, I'm talking about training camp into the preseason, the guy went from, you know, could not being able to walk and chew gum in my eyes, in probably an overly critical sense, to bawling out in the preseason 25 days later by repeating and asking and understanding and then going and knocking out of the park and making an NFL football team.
And having that commitment and that drive. Let's go to Ted in Akron. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
All right. You know, I'm okay with what Joe Thomas said. You know, I never played in NFL. I played, you know, college ball. But I think, you know, maybe he just felt like, you know, Johnny was disrespecting the NFL, you know, in the sense of, you know, his work ethic. You know, maybe, you know, he was a little, you know, too outright at the time, and I'm sure everybody felt the same way. And because he did went on to say that, you know, the guys in the locker room lost a lot of respect for him, and they probably felt the same way too, that, you know, hey, this kid here, he's not respecting the game, man. You know, he's not grinding like we are. He's not out here putting it, you know, putting in the necessary work, you know, to be at the top of your profession. You know, but, you know, also Joe Thomas, you know, he did chime in and say that he thought that Manziel does have talent to play. So that's a good thing. You know, it kind of takes away, you know, my thinking, because I know the 7 quarters that I did see, man, I was kind of taken away and shaking my head, you know, but I'm not in practice with him every day. You know what I mean? I don't see him as much as they do. So, you know, that has a lot to do with it too. You know, just because you know, you might put out a stinker of a game, you know, you don't know what kind of individual that person may be in practice. But, you know, like I said, I think, you know, they just more or less, you know, want the young man to know that, hey, man, you cannot disrespect this game, because that game will continue long, 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 you know, after all these guys are gone.
That's a great point.
It doesn't matter. They'll plug in another one.
Yeah, you this know, game. This.
I hope he gets it.
You're right. You know, Yeah, this game will chew, and the point that he's trying to make is this game will chew you up and spit you out, you know, and that's the point that I made in answering your question, is I've seen it time and time again. Overly talented, out of the league in 3 years without that work ethic and being a pro.
And that's what Justin Gilbert faces.
100%. 100%. That in some cases, that's what, and maybe not, I was going to say Joel Bitonio, but that's what Terrence West faces. That's what Chris Kirksey faces. That's what every draft pick that comes in the league this year, you know, who might have come from a big school, who's got all the accolades in the world, that they come in and they don't adapt. They don't, you know, they don't bend to the NFL system. They'll be out of the league in 3 years. Yes, will they have money? Yes, they'll have that first round grade. Look at Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
I mean, number one overall, correct? You know, had all the talent in the world, had the size, you know, for an organization, a $1 billion business to go all in on him. And he is outside looking in right now.
Yes, he most certainly is. Got paid pretty well.
Yes, he did.
In his brief stint. Mike and Sheldon, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, man.
I just want to say, I think in the Easter spirit, Browns Nation needs to take a deep breath and turn the other cheek. I hope none of these callers have ever made a mistake or committed any type of, you know, issue against any other human being and have been given a second chance. And I think that's what everyone needs to do for John. Everyone calling out and questioning, well, I hope he went to rehab for the right purposes. You know what? I'm glad he's there. good or wrong purposes, he's getting help. The kid is sick and has a disease. I think a lot of people are losing sight of that because they feel that they're owed something by this team because of all the years of losing we've had. But fandom is voluntary. They need to understand the word Browns are on his jersey, and we need to support him regardless.
Thank you very much for the call, and I think it is tough because it's a situation where it has been a poor product since 99, other than, you know, the 2007 season, and everybody is holding, you hear it just in the calls that we take, lumping in what Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine have done with everything that's happened before them. They didn't have any control over that. They're only here now, and what I saw was them come in, improve the roster, and improve the win total from 4-7 in their first year. Johnny Manziel, You want him to get a second chance. If you're a Browns fan, he's going in there to rehab. He's been there for 10 weeks, obviously taking it seriously. And you hope he comes out with his life in order first and foremost as a human being. And if having his life in order can allow him to focus and take advantage of his talents on the football field for the Browns, even better.
100%. And the one thing that I just want to say as we continue to, you know, talk and head to break here is I'm not Johnny Manziel super fan all of a sudden.
Me neither.
You know, all I'm saying is, in reference to these comments, again, Joe Thomas, or actually for that matter, anybody on this roster can say something and reference Johnny Manziel if they won't, but they haven't. And so for that reason, this soon to the actual stuff that matters, which is football, inside those white lines, is right on the cusp. And all I'm saying is these comments didn't have to be made because they're not for the betterment of Joe. They're not for the betterment of Johnny. They're not for the betterment of the Browns. And you also have to understand the other side. Who's asking those questions and what is going to be done with them and how they're going to be misconstrued. And it makes everybody associated with the Cleveland Browns look bad.
It just isn't right. It's a time right now where we're trying to get positive, got some momentum. Let's try to get some more positive stuff going on here. You got the uniform in 8 days, OTAs in 14 days, the draft in about 24 days. Get some positive momentum going and keep this thing moving in the right direction. I think that's what the Browns are certainly hoping to do. When we come back, we're going to stay on these phones, 216-578-0850. Get into some tweets as well, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, at Browns underscore Dan. Are you going to get back involved on Twitter? We got people calling you out. Do you know that?
No. I don't know yet.
They're not happy about it. They want you to get involved on Twitter.
I was never that good anyway.
Dog Pound at Bonos21 says, we need to get Matt's Twitter going. Hashtag non-existent.
Hashtag, I'll get back with you.
Hashtag, it remains to be seen.
Yes, exactly.
All right. When we come back, more of this discussion, 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.